This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. The unbelievers had this spirit of ignorant tribalism, while Allah gave His Prophet and those who followed Him peace and comfort so that they had dignity in front of the unbelievers. For example, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. What loss will those words cause? The principle is that it should be started in the name of Allah. It does not matter which sentence. Those people had a satanic form of tribalism in their hearts. And for that reason, Allah gave the Muslims peace in their hearts to bear what He said. The Prophet then said, write this document, that it is between the Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, and Suhail bin Amr, which came from the Quraysh tribe. And then he said, no, we would not have fought you if we thought that you were a prophet sent from Allah. The companions got angry and a fight was about to break out. But the Prophet again stopped them and said, no problem, raise it. Ali asked, O Messenger of Allah, how can I raise your title? The Prophet took the document and erased the words, the Messenger of Allah himself. Muhammad is a prophet, whether they write it or not. Is writing that Muhammad was the Messenger of Allah worth fighting over? Is it worth destroying the peace treaty? So we can see very clearly here that we can compromise when we are in different situations in our daily life. So do not lose your calm. A believer is one whose soul and veins are full of piety. A believer always considers Allah to be present and watching everything. His tongue and eyes are in His control, and he does not become angry because of his nafs, his ego, his carnal soul. If he becomes angry, it is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think, be aware, rise in your awareness, your consciousness. When you are in an angry situation, make yourself aware. Am I being angry for Allah, or is it because I'm angry for my own nafs, for my ego, for my carnal soul? If it is so, that you have reached that awareness, that you can determine which anger it is, then you have reached a very high level of spirituality. When you reach that level that you see that this anger is for my own soul, for my ego, then keep your silent. Don't say anything in that situation. Or if you can, if you're able, the ideal is that you answer back with goodness. If you can do that, then Allah's peace and blessings will be upon you. Thus, a believer does not become angry for his own ego. Use that moment, use that situation, dear brothers and sisters, to exercise your spiritual ethics. Exercise your anger management in that situation, and eventually you will feel pleasure of doing so. Suhail ibn Amr, the ambassador of Quraysh, disrespected the Prophet. And the Prophet refrained from getting angry. He did not give his emotions, the control of his emotions, in the hands of Suhail bin Amr. He refused to do that, and he didn't even become angry. This is the sunnah of the Prophet, dear brothers and sisters. Do not give your emotions and the control of your emotions to other people. Try to control your emotions. And it is very hard. No one has said that it is easy, but we should exercise and exercise and exercise and train ourselves to reach that level where we can control our anger and eventually even feel pleasure of doing so. And this is the sunnah of the Prophet. One must not lose his calm. One should remain pious. One should not throw satanic and animalistic anger at ignorance. One must show dignity and calmness when dealing with ignorant people. The Quran describes the believers as having the following characteristics, the following traits. When ignorant people address them, they say peace, salam. The Arabic term salam is derived from salam or salam. It means that we do not have any fight with you. We are not like you, ignorant people who use such bad language with someone. A Muslim is one with whom other Muslims feel safe. Other people feel safe from the Muslim's hand, tongue, and heart. And we should check ourselves, as we check ourselves when we go to a doctor. We should check ourselves. Have I reached that level? Are other people, are other family members safe from my tongue, hand, and heart or not? And we should do something about it.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
So whenever someone curses you, you can answer back with this verse. That is, you answer back with salam, with peace. Another subtopic within anger is when you're stepping over the limits of anger. According to the Noble Quran, it is better to forgive someone who slaps you. One should not say that if I forgive him, he will slap another person. It is usual for a criminal to feel upset and ask for repentance when the victim forgives him. It is better to fight one's nafs and forgive that person rather than seeking revenge. Do recall our dear Prophet, the Spirit of Allah, Isa al-Masih, Jesus Christ, alayhi salam, who also had this character and is famous for this character, that the one who slaps you, turn the other cheek. And that shows again that all the prophets had the same spiritual character. But if that means that you are confirming or consenting to oppression, that is something that Islam fights against and is strictly against this kind of mentality. So do not do the wrong interpretation here, dear brothers and sisters. When you turn the other cheek, when you can answer, but you do not answer, you refrain from answer because you have controlled your emotions. That shows your strength and not your weakness. When you can answer back, you do not do that. You forgive instead, like the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, when a Jewish man slapped him and threw him down on the ground. And the companions who saw this act wanted to act fiercely against him, wanted to act in retribution. The Prophet stopped them and said, "No, I have forgiven him." The Prophet could himself answer back physically, but he refrained from doing so. And he said, I have forgiven him, let him be. And that person, the Jewish person who saw this act, this moral trait, at the moment, at the spot, became a Muslim. Because we are, after all, human beings which have emotions. And our emotions are affected by others. When you see good acts, usually that person X will be transformed. So let us check our nafs, our ego, our carnal soul. Forgive that person rather than seeking revenge. The reason for this is that revenge must equal the harm that was inflicted, and doing that is very, very difficult. For this reason, forgiving the person is closer to piety than seeking revenge. Another subtopic within this anger management is to do not bear oppression at the beginning. We should also remember the verse of the Noble Quran that says, do not commit oppression nor be oppressed. And that goes back to what I said earlier, that when you turn the other cheek, it does not mean that you consent to oppression. No, we do not consent to oppression. Do not commit oppression nor be oppressed. This is regarding oppression at the first stage. For example, nobody said, let a person who wants to hit you, hit you. Likewise, nobody said to let someone who wants to kill you, kill you. The commander of the faithful Ali alayhi salam said that someone who does this is like someone who commits suicide. So the same grave sin is for that person who accepts oppression. The reason for this is because he did not defend himself, even though he was able to prevent the other person from killing him. They say that it is better to forgive someone rather than seeking revenge after he has hit you. That's all for today's program, dear brothers and sisters. I hope that you enjoyed the program here on IRIB English Radio for a better life. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. All I need. All I need, all I need. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. This love is all I need to be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. This love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.